ABC Radio Australia.
A labour hire company that recruits specific workers for the seasonal worker program has been suspended by the Australian government amid an investigation into allegations that Vanuatu workers were underpaid at a farm in Victoria. Meanwhile, the head of Vanuatu's National Workers Union says he's disappointed by the allegations, which have first been reported by Australian media at the weekend. They also make claims that workers were exposed to dangerous working conditions and threats. The managing director of that hire company has strenuously denied all the claims, as has the farm. Sally Brooks reports.
Ephraim Kalsakau, MP and leader of the National Workers Union in Vanuatu, says he was dismayed to hear Ni Vanuatu workers' claims they were mistreated at a farm in Australia.
Hard to hear that such things are happening. I was very disappointed because I would have put the bilateral agreement between Vanuatu and Australia to ensure that our workers are given the kind of protection that Australia workers are afforded.
One of the labourers told Fairfax she and her co-workers were exposed to dangerous working conditions, including inhaling a chemical stench at the MCG Fresh Produce Farm west of Shepparton. The workers allege they were also underpaid and threatened. In a statement to the ABC, MCG Fresh Produce's Cesar Mercury said the workers are not employees of the farm. He said the company refutes any suggestions it has ever breached its occupational health and safety obligations, and it takes those responsibilities seriously. Australia's National Union of Workers has been investigating the claims.
Workers who have shown a lot of courage to come forward here and raise the alarm about these practices.
The union's Tim Kennedy says one of the Ni Vanuatu workers, a member of the NWU, has filed an action with the Fair Work Commission against the labour hire company.
When the workers raise the issue about not being paid the right amount of pay, when they raise the issue about the dangerous conditions in terms of having to breathe in these chemicals, which resulted in people having bleeding episodes, the labour hire providers' representatives came around and said that if you continue to raise these problems, if you join the union and if you have joined the union and don't resign from the union, you will not be allowed to come back next year. Now, this is in complete breach of their rights under the Fair Work Act.
The labour hire provider is AgriLabour Australia, one of Australia's largest privately owned agriculture recruitment companies. In a statement to the ABC, the company's managing director, Casey Brown, strenuously denied all the allegations, saying the company would vigorously fight the claims in the Fair Work Commission. He rejected the allegations it was an AgriLabour representative that discouraged Vanuatu workers from joining the union. AgriLabour was engaged by MCG Fresh Produce in November 2017 to provide 50 farm labourers from Vanuatu. Mr Brown says AgriLabour contacted the federal government's seasonal worker program to check the employer before sending workers to the farm and received no adverse feedback about MCG Fresh. Mr Brown also noted pay and conditions of the workers were set under piecework agreements where payment is determined by the workers' productivity. He says AgriLabour also assisted the workers to meet those targets at this farm. But the National Union of Workers, Tim Kennedy, argues the workers were not paid correctly.
They've been paying people here the equivalent of $8 to $12 an hour on piecework rate, whereas the award is quite clear is that if you're paid a piecework rate, you must earn at least the minimum award rate plus a margin, and that is not happening.
MCG Fresh's Cesar Mercury says it was the understanding of his company that the workers were being paid appropriately by their employer. A spokesman for Australia's Minister for Small and Family Business said AgriLabour is the approved employer in this case. Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Concetta Fierravanti-Wells, says the Department of Jobs and Small Businesses moved swiftly when first notified of the allegations late last week.
The department immediately commenced an investigation and reported the allegations of these pay breaches to the Fair Work Ombudsman.